Ek dreig nou al heel jaar, ek gaan oor familie preek. You know, this whole year I've been just saying to the church, look, yeah, I must preach on family, I must preach on purity. And finally the time has arrived that I can do it. You know that at this stage we're busy with the Sermon on the Mount. And I'm just going to take time out because we're not going to preach this morning. We had to start with verse 9 or 10 this morning, 5, 9, 10. Blessed are those who are persecuted, but we're not going to do that. We're going to talk about marriage and purity. We're going to talk about family because it's important. And we're not moving outside of the boundaries of the Sermon on the Mount. We're going to stay within the boundaries of the Sermon on the Mount because Jesus has had quite a lot to say about relationships. Jesus has had quite a lot to say about marriage, and we look at it. And the reason that I want to talk about marriage and purity is because I want everybody that's in a relationship or anybody that is married, I want you to be happy. And I would really like you to enjoy it, but within the boundaries of what Jesus says. Nie ons eie goedjies sê. Eie reeltjies sê. Eie besluite nie. Are you with me? So, I want to help you this morning, and what I want you to do, I want you to open up your hearts, and I'm going to be upfront. I felt as I was praying that God gave me the liberty to say some things that some of you may find offensive, but I'm going to pray for you now that you will not find it offensive. I'm not here to fight this morning. As you can see, I'm here to talk to you. I'm here to have a conversation. I'm not here to preach at you. I'm here to have a conversation like Jesus had the conversation on the Sermon on the Mount. And at some stages I will preach, and at some stages I will prophesy. But can everybody in the auditorium please just smile? Because Jesus is here. We serve a joyful God. And I told Elmer, there's a lot of people, they don't understand. At the one end, when I preach, I can be very fiery and I can be very fired up and I can be straightforward. And in the next moment, I'm loving. And the people don't understand that. It's the same coin, it's just another side. Jesus is also like that. Christ is anger, but he's also loving. He's straightforward, but he's also a father. He's caring, but he's also stern. He has a loving look, but then we also read in Revelations about his fiery eyes. And the one moment he smiles with you, and the next moment he takes out a whip and then he cleanses the temple. Jesus is not schizophrenic. Jesus is Jesus. And so this morning, we're going to be looking at a beautiful thing, marriage. Oh, I just want to say up front, this is my best that God could ever have given me on this side of eternity. After my salvation, Elmer is my best gift. My salvation is my best gift. That is my best. Because I'm not going to howl. But after my salvation, this says my blompot. My noemnaam before is Hetty. It's my nickname for Hetty. You want to know why? She looks like a Hetty. Say like Hetty rug. It looks like iemand van kan sê Hetty maak koffie. She looks like a Hetty. So, marriage is really a God-honoring thing, but then we need to understand what Jesus said about marriage. And we're staying in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, verse 27 to 32. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. It has been said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife except for sexual immorality makes her the victim of adultery. And anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Jesus is challenging the way society thinks about marriage and relationships. And what Jesus is doing, he's challenging our hearts. Did you see what Jesus said? You have heard. Jesus said, "Julle het gehoor." Now there's a lot of things that we hear, but it's not necessarily from Christ. And what Jesus was referring to you was to the seventh commandment. You shall not commit adultery. And so Jesus said, there's a lot of things that you heard about the seventh commandment. You've read about the seventh commandment. But can I tell you, I want to challenge you about something. And what Jesus is challenging the people about is an issue of the heart. That's what Jesus is talking about here. Jesus says, it's no good thing if you believe in my doctrine, if you understand my doctrine, but you don't understand the heart behind the doctrine. You cannot agree with what Jesus says and then you fail to obey it. And if we look at society, sex sells. I was watching an advertisement the other day about sissy boy jeans. How this man puts on this jean and then this man turns into a woman and then this one woman kisses the other woman on television. Can you believe it? It's the gay agenda. There's a lot of things that Archbishop Desmond Tutu said that I don't agree with, and I don't want to fight with a man now. I don't want to fight over the pulpit, but I can tell you there's a lot of stupid things going on around this world concerning marriage. There's a lot of stupid things going around on concerning relationships. People are getting really stupid and they think they're clever, but they're not clever. And so Jesus said, you have heard, but I'm here to tell you something else. Jesus tells us, and it's the same thing that Jesus would do today. If Jesus were to walk into any church, if Jesus were to walk into any community, Jesus would tell him, look here, the way you think about sex, the way you think about love, the way you think about intimacy, it's wrong. I have a way to explain it to you, and I will explain it to you. And what we're going to exegete what Jesus is saying. And so Jesus, in this beautiful passage, explains four things that will destroy any marriage, any relationship. Jesus says, there's four things there that I want you to see, and I'll tell you, and it will destroy. It will destroy any marriage. It will destroy any relationship. And the first thing that Jesus says, the first thing that will destroy any relationship or a marriage is lust. Lust is an overpowering and compulsive desire or passion, especially of a sexual nature. Lust is an inordinate craving for the pleasure of the body. Jesus says lust will destroy you. If you're not married and you love her, but you are having sexual intercourse with her before marriage, Jesus calls it lust. It's not love. If you're touching her where you're not supposed to touch her, Jesus calls it lust. It's not love, even if you're engaged. Alles jy verloof. En jy tree onbetaamlik op teen die dame, Jesus noem het dulles. Die wereld sê, hulle is allemaal lief vir mekaar. Laat hulle vir hulle vleetje kry en saam in een flat bly. Jesus says it's wrong. It's an inordinate displeasure to Christ. And so we fail to teach this to our children, and we see so many kids, 13, 14, we heard when Elmer's mom was here, when she was preaching, just telling us the story of this girl. She's 12 years old. 12? She's pregnant. Bly langs Elmerie se maal, net die huis langs, en het gereeld oorgekom, kom speel met Carla en alles, sy swanger julle. En dan sê ons broer Desmond nog die domgoed. How stupid are we getting before we realize that we're busy killing ourselves when it comes to the issue of lust? And what Jesus is saying about lust, if you look at it, he says there, look here, it's something in the eye. Lust is an issue of the heart. Jy vat met jou oë. Jesus says, if you look at a woman with lust, Jesus says, ladies, if you look at a man and you're not supposed to look at him like that, it's adultery. If you're married, it's adultery. If you're not married, he calls it lust. If you're married, it's adultery and lust. That's the seriousness of what Jesus is saying. And then Jesus says, and I think he does it deliberately. He says, if it's your eye, take it out. Because you first see what you feel in your heart, and then says, if it's your hand, cut it off. Because he says, you're going to start touching things that you're not supposed to touch. En ons praat nou nie van aanmakertjie speel nie, hoor. Ons praat nie nou van aan nie. We're talking about touching the forbidden fruit. Now, a lot of people always ask me, and I have sincerity in my heart for that, Carlos, hoe ver is te ver? A lot of people ask me, Carlos, how far can we go? Well, I'm usually scared to give rules and regulations. Can I tell you why? If that is the standard, if you look at a woman with lust, just check out Jesus' standard. If you look at a woman with lust, if you look at a man with lust, if that is the standard, then I want you to write the rules. Write the rules. Write the rules to that standard. Nou raak het moeilik om die reëls te skryf as die standaard so hoog is, né? You can't write rules if you do not know who's the one making and setting the standard. This thing is beyond us. Dis hoekom in ander kerke sal hulle dit toelaat, en in sekere gemeentes gaan hulle daai toelaat, en daai mense in daai gemeente laat en dit toe. Well, we're not interested in what congregations do. We're interested in what the main standard setter says. Christ says, if any one of us looks at a woman or a man with lust, we've committed adultery within our hearts. And with that, I have to bow my head in shame, because I've been there also. Ek moet my kop in skaam te laat sak. It's an indictment against me also. But you know what is an issue of the heart? It's a secret sin. It's not like you're drinking alcohol and somebody can smell this man's an alcoholic, or you're smoking marijuana and somebody can smell that you smell as smoke or dacha. It's a secret sin. It's a sin of the heart. It's lust. So I'm asking you again, would you like to write the rules? The standard is, you don't look at a woman with lust. You don't feed your eyes on your demons, and you don't touch what does not belong to you. And what Christ is saying, so many of us, we are having an affair in our mind. It's an affair of the mind. And so the Apostle Paul in Colossians chapter 3 verse 5 to 6 says, put to death therefore whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. The Apostle Paul says we must stop with these things. There's a lot of things that the world is saying. And you know, there's a lot of people that's trying to make this sex thing a fun thing. And you know what? Sex is fun as long as you're married. Sex was created by God to be enjoyed. God doesn't think of sex as disgusting or nasty. He created it. Because of our sinful nature, we think of sex as being disgusting and it's nasty. You know, and because it's a secret sin, when you're having sex or when you masturbate as a young man, it's always fearful. But niemand moet jou vang nie. Nobody must catch me doing what I'm doing now. Hulle moet toch nog net inkom. And so it's a fearful thing, and it's not supposed. That's why we would strongly tell people, don't masturbate. Don't fantasize. Don't think of yourself. This thing's going to kill you. And if I can say this now, I want to say it over and over again. Whatever you do now is going to go with you inside of your marriage. Marriage will not stop what you're busy with now. It won't. We're talking about sexual purity. We're talking about marriage. We're talking about how God sees marriage. And it's a glorious thing. It's such a glorious thing. It doesn't scare me. I'm so glad God has been showing me this and just wanting me to preach this at you. I've been having it on my heart for so long, and finally God is giving me the right way to preach about it. And I love what God is doing. But now, in that scripture, there's something else hidden. We don't see it. Jesus doesn't say it, but it's there. How do you get rid of lust? You get rid of lust only with honesty. If you're honest, when you tell your wife, I have a flirting eye, when you tell your friends, I masturbate, when you tell your husband, I've been looking at that man with the wrong ways, honesty. So the next thing that would kill any relationship is dishonesty. Dishonesty is a way of speaking or acting which leads to people being deceived and misled and cheated. You see, that's why Jesus says it's a sin of the heart. We cheat with our eyes. We cheat with our mind. It's powerful what Jesus is teaching, isn't it? Isn't it helpful? Isn't it glorious? The way Christ sees the church, the way Christ sees marriage. Dishonesty will kill. Look what scripture says. Whoever speaks the truth gives an honest evidence, but a false witness utters deceit. This is an area that's been attacked in church for quite a long time. And guys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, we better up the ante and trust in God to help us. Because this is serious stuff. If we think about the agendas that is coming to hit the church, the sexual agendas, sexual consent in other countries is already 12 years old, where children at the age of 12 years can have sex in some countries. They don't have to tell them. It's true. In our country, a girl can have an abortion. When she's 12, she can have an abortion, and she has a right not to tell her parents. I can tell you where this thing is going with all the agendas out there. Homosexuality, all those things. It's coming to pervert the family. This thing wants to hit our families hard. I tell you, there's a lot of people that want to make sex slaves of our children. You've heard in the news about the private school. Educated men having pornography of children. A syndicate in South Africa. Under our noses. That is where we've gone when it comes to sexual perversion and marriage. There's no respect more for marriage. There's no respect for boundaries. And there's a lot of dishonesty that's going on. When we did divorce care, and I say this with so much sadness within my heart, one of the ladies that did it with us, you can ask them, Madeleine, you can ask Wesilia, you can ask Tanimachi. 90 divorce cases a month in Worcester alone. 90 divorce cases a month. She's a lawyer. She's also divorced. It's a passion to talk about this, and it's a passion to help women that goes through divorce or men that's going through divorce. 90 divorce cases a month, ladies and gentlemen. And then she said, that is not the areas behind Toes River, you know, Toes Rivier, daar is nog daai plekke ook, where those people must come in on a separate day, Swellendam. This is how serious it is. Guys, we shouldn't flirt with this thing. This is not a thing that you flirt with. It's serious. Now just watch this. In Matthew chapter 19, the Pharisees, they're questioning Jesus. Now just watch this. Now when Jesus had finished these sayings, he went away from Galilee and entered the region of Judea beyond the Jordan, and a large crowd followed him, and he healed them there. And Pharisees came up to him and tested him by asking, is it lawful to divorce one's wife for any cause? Can we just stop there? All that I'm saying, I'm not going to be preaching on divorce. I will be preaching on divorce at another stage. I'm just preaching this morning at what makes a marriage pure and what makes a relationship pure. I'll handle the case of divorce at another stage. What is lawful divorce? What is an unlawful divorce? And why Jesus takes time to explain that, but we're not. So the first one is lust. The second one is dishonesty. It will destroy any relationship. So Jesus then says, he answered, have you not heard that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, therefore man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate. Now watch this. They said to him, why then did Moses command one to give a certificate of divorce and send her away? He said to them, because of your hardness of your heart. I want to stop there. Moses allowed you to get that divorce. You see, dishonesty leads to the hardness of the heart. Dishonesty says there's something within my heart that I'm not allowing my wife to see. There's something in my heart that I'm not allowing my husband to see. Jy weet, oneerlikheid bring jy na die plek toe waar jy nie jou vrou toelaat om 'n sekere area van jou hart in te gaan nie. So jy is oneerlik. Dieselfde vir 'n vrou. Now that causes a hardness of heart. And so what hardness of heart does, you grow apart slowly. Very slowly, you grow apart. Because the secrets, it gets more and more. It's more secret, it's more secret, and it doesn't feel like it. Die geheimpie word net groter. Hey, maar dis mos 'n geheimpie. And Jesus says, that's the reason. I never wanted that to happen, but the reason why Moses allowed most of it was a hardness of heart. There is grounds for lawful divorce. I'm not talking about that now. Sexual immorality and sin. Jesus says, then you can have a lawful divorce. Then we can talk about it. But Jesus tells him, from the beginning it wasn't so. From the beginning it wasn't so. Moses allowed it because your hearts were hardened. And Owens, If you really want to pray for me and Elmi, pray that our hearts will never grow hard to one another. I'm asking you that. Bid vir ons, dat ons twee se harte nooit vir mekaar sal hard raak nie. That's something I'm asking you today. If you ever pray for us, always pray for that. Get people, committed people who will pray for you and your husband. Laat julle harte nooit vir mekaar sal verhard raak nie. Okay. I'm really giving us wisdom here to help us. Hardness of heart. Honesty opens the heart. Dishonesty closes the heart, and that can lead to a hardness of heart. Then the other thing that Jesus says is an inability to deal with sexual sin immediately. Can we go there quickly, Nadine? Just go to the previous slide. I just want people to see that a golden key for marriages and relationships. I just put it there. Honesty opens the heart. Dishonesty closes the heart. That can lead to hardness of heart. Write that on the tablet of your heart, that you'll always be honest when it comes to relationships. Always be honest about the lust in your life. Because it's an issue of the heart. Then Jesus also says another thing that will destroy any relationship is an inability to deal with sexual sin immediately. That's why Jesus says, take out the eye, cut off the hand. Now, asseblief, moet nie dit regte gaan doen nie. You can take out your eye and still sin sexually. You can cut off your arm and still sin sexually. But what Jesus is saying, we must be deliberately focused to deal with sin immediately. On the spot. You're honest. You talk to God about it. You tell God and you tell your partners, you tell your friends, this is wrong. I need help. 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 I need help. We should not flirt with sin. And then four, the last thing, having an understanding that all relationships have eternal fruits. Inappropriate sexual behavior has eternal consequences. Did you see that, that Jesus says, gaan liefies met een oog hemel toe, as met al jou liggaamsdele jal toe. Jesus sê, gaan liefies met een armpie hemel toe, as wat jy met al jou liggaamsdele. Why? Because every decision you make about a relationship and every relationship that you're in now has eternal consequences. Jesus says it. Rather go with one eye lost to heaven than with both eyes to hell. All relationships has eternal consequences. And you can't walk away from that. Die groot mense het altyd gesê, ek verstaan het al hoe meer, jy het jou bed opgemaak. You know why they're saying that? Because it has eternal consequences. Dat het ewigheidsduur. You know, and I am so angry at the world for telling all our young people that the thing that will make you stick together is the Hollywood love. Die ridder op die wit perd. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a lie. Die gevoel gaan later weg en dan... as hy daar uitgestap kom met sy pyjamas en sy vet maag en vleis in sy tanne en dan met sy hare wat hy gekam is hy, en hy breek wind en dan waar is Hollywood dan? Nie een van julle het al vir Brad Pitt so 'n make-up gesien nie, man. You've only seen him polished. But you've never seen the man's bad side. Guys, if you're in a relationship now, you've never seen the other person's bad side. And from where I'm out in standing, talking to a whole lot of people that's in a relationship, you're on dangerous ground. You think you're safe, but you're not. The lust that you're doing now is going to walk with you into your marriage. I can tell you that marriage is not going to stop the lust. Marriage is not going to stop the lying. If you're lying to me, he'll lie to you. If she's lying to me or she's lying to your parents, she's going to lie to you. I'm telling you up front now. As hy vir jou male lieg, of as hy vir my en Elmer lieg, as hy vir haar kleingroep maaikies lieg, of as hy, of as hy vir sy kleingroep maaikies lieg, hy gaat vir jou ook lieg. Nothing about marriage is going to stop that. And I'm saying it up front because I want to be up front about this. Okay. I'm not talking against people. I'm not against, but I'm just telling you, guys, we better be serious about Christ, what Christ is saying here. Christ is saying, if you're not honest in the way that you handle a relationship, if you're not honest with the lust, it's going to take over your life. This thing can turn your whole life around. Scripture says in Proverbs so beautifully, can a man or a woman handle fire and not burn their bosom? Kan jy met vuur speel en jou nie verbrand nie? John chapter 5 verse 9, and then we're going to end off. This is the message that we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light and he is in the light, we have fellowship from one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, say that word with me, purifies us from all sin. Then go on. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. God can purify you. Jy kan weer rein word. Is dit 'n goeie nuus? Isn't it good news that God can purify you? Isn't it good news that God can cleanse us again? It's about the cross. Scripture says it's the blood of Jesus that cleanses us. You think you need him. Dink jy jy het vir hom nodig? Jy het vir Jesus nodig, my kind. Now, you don't need him, you don't need her now, you need Jesus. Jesus, the blood of his Jesus that was shed on the cross for every relationship and for every marriage will cleanse us and purify us. Do not be deceived. Take it slow. Christ is a Christ of patience. If we walk in the light, if we walk in the light, if we are honest, if we confess our sins, then the blood of Jesus. The cross will not make sin if you living a lie. The cross of Jesus Christ will not make sin. Ach, sense. Gaan jy verder preek? It won't make sense. Go back, please, Nadine. Go back. I want to read it from no. John scripture. This is the message we have heard from him and declared to you. God is light. We've sang about it now. How great is our God. He wraps himself in light. Darkness tries to hide. You can't hide from the light. You can fool me sometime. You can fool your friends sometime. You can't fool all the people all the time. And you certainly cannot fool God. Continue, Nadine. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness. In other words, if you say that you're serving Christ but you're lying in your secret, there's secrecy. We lie and we do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship. As soon as you start lying to your friends and your small group friends, you don't have fellowship anymore. Isn't it beautiful? I love scripture. Ek kan nie vir my vrou sê ek is getroud met haar as ek vir haar liegie. En ek het al. I've lied to her. But if I lied to her, then I'm not in fellowship. And then I must come back and say, sorry, my love, I lied. If we have fellowship, if we live out the truth, if we walk in the light, and we have fellowship with one another and the blood of Jesus, then that blood purifies us from all sin. Can we go to the next one? If we claim to be without sin, in other words, if you're sitting here this morning and you're thinking, this message is not for me, it's for somebody else. I don't have sin in my life. You're deceiving yourself. I'm deceiving myself. This is going to make my kop en skaamte moet laat sak. Because this thing is an indictment against the whole church. We deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful to those who confess and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Let's continue. We were to walk in the light, have fellowship, confess our sins, and receive God's word. Then God will purify. God will restore your innocence. I lived a promiscuous life before I got saved. A life where I watched a lot of pornography, addicted to masturbation. I was a DJ, a lot of girls every weekend, a different girl. It was bad, man. And when I got married, it was the same. Not with different girls, but this time the girls was in my mind. Every time that me and my wife wanted to be intimate, all those ladies jumped with us in bed, but in my mind. And so I had to tell Almery, I have a problem. I can't look you in the face and think of you. I think of other women. And so she said the same. My husband, it happened to me. And so God had to break something that we came into the light with it. God just broke everything. And a purity came. A restoration of purity. After all the honesty just came out and we just spoke about it. And so that is why we can tell you, because we're walking in the light with it. It's not in the darkness anymore. And so that is our way of preaching for so long. We're honest about what's going on in our life. But you know what? There's so many believers that's dishonest. They're dishonest. They lie. They look you in the face and they're not honest. And the fact of the matter is that they don't care if they're not honest anymore. They don't care if they deceive you. They don't care if they deceive their parents. They don't care if they deceive their friends. They don't care if they deceive their wives. But that is why the cross is there. Because the blood of Jesus will cleanse us. Your relationship and your marriage needs Jesus. Your relationship and your marriage does not need your opinion. Your relationship and your marriage does not need Dr. Phil nor Oprah. Your relationship needs Jesus and what Jesus said. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loves the church. Wives, honor and respect your husbands. David, would you please go up? The rest of the band, you can stay here. The reason why I preached this message this morning, because our relationships and our marriages needs Jesus, and it needs the blood of Jesus. Not because I'm angry with you. I'm angry at sin. I'm angry at lying. I'm angry at lying. I'm angry at the fact that people live as if Jesus does not exist. I'm angry at the fact that marriage has been desecrated. I'm angry at the fact that there's so many agendas that really wants to nullify marriage, that really wants to nullify a beautiful, glorious relationship. I was looking at the YouTube clip of Miley Ray Cyrus at that awards. It was disgusting what she did. Disgusting. The way she danced like a prostitute with that man. En ons kinders is Hannah Montana dronk. There's just such a lot of stuff that's going on. And I'm angry at it. Because I don't see the beauty of God's glory for relationships. Ek moet met soveel vrouwens praat, wie hulle dink hulle manne verneek hulle, en ek dink uit oor vir iemand anders, Carlos. Carlos, hy praat nie met my nie. Hy kom laat by die huis. Ah, guys, I'm sick of it. Soveel mans wat vir my sê, luister, ek het weer verval in pornografie, my vrou weet nie wat ek maak. Soveel mans wat vir my sê, luister, my vrou het vliggers gegooi na iemand anders, toe wat doen ek? Die ding het die effect op ons huwelik, is moeilik om eerlik te wees, kan ek haar weer vertrou? Mag ek haar weer vertrou? Gaan ek haar weer vertrou? Guys, we shouldn't flirt with these things. There's a seriousness about the beauty of God's holiness in any relationship. Pornography will kill your marriage. Masturbation will kill your marriage. Sex before marriage will kill your marriage. And you know what? You can live with each other for long. You can even stay married. But you will never discover one another if there's secrets. Your hearts will stay closed. There will always be a hardness of heart. And it's only the blood of Jesus that can purify us, that can restore us, our innocence. The other side that Christ restored to me, the day when I got married, when I gave my life to the Lord, Alma and I, we desisted from any touching or kissing. We just desisted because we knew what the standard was. And the day when we got married, toe sê ek, wees skaam vir julle. Ek weet dan toe nou nie hoe om te watten. Ons al twee, God is restoring. And God had to come into my our marriage a second time again when we had to confess that we were addicted to so many other stuff, and we had to be open and say, look, yeah, this thing is killing our relationship. And God had to do a purification again. Do you hear where I'm coming from? My heart breaks when I see so many relationships going to tatters because it doesn't have Christ in it, and the blood of Jesus is not cleansing it. If we continue like this, what are we going to tell our children? Julle, as ons so aangaan, wat gaan ons vir ons kinders sê? So many people that's married in relationships where the husband doesn't want to follow Christ, but they're so faithful. I'll stand by the months and I really honor them, but you know what? It breaks my heart. It just breaks my heart that we look at each other in the eye and then we lie. We deceive one another in our marriages. This must stop because we must leave a godly legacy for our children. And we must fight the homosexual agenda with love. We must fight the agenda for sexual consent. We must fight the agendas that want to bring abortion. Julle moet 'n meisiekindjie sien wat by Carla kon speel het wat swanger is. I don't understand. I said, God, it's not supposed to be like that. But we want to flirt with sin. This must stop. And this church is going to stop. And if you don't agree with what I'm saying this morning, I suggest you come and see me and we have coffee and talk about this. But I'm going to send all the people out. Now, Jan and Madeleine, ons gaan in die distrikte kom, we're going to talk. Going to talk about this thing. It's going to stop you. And I'm putting an end to it right now in the name of Jesus. Because I want the blood of Jesus to cleanse all sin right now.